Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range, my weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, if we're the team at EFR,
we're the team at EFR,
make the most of what we are,
make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and the title of this sermon today is Dim Bones, Dim Bones. That's right, brothers and sisters, Dim Bones, Dim Bones. We're going to be reading some scripture from the Old Covenant. And describing what's going on these days, would you turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23? Pretty much everybody knows my website. I'm not going to bother with that right now. I'll do it at the end of the show if I have time. Jeremiah 23, verses 1-6. I'll be reading from the scriptures from the Institute for Scripture Research. Woe to the shepherds destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares Yahweh. Therefore, thus said Yahweh Elohim of Israel against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock, driven them away, and have not tended them. See, I am punishing you for the evil of your deeds, declares Yahweh. Therefore I shall gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and shall bring them back to their fold. In other words, the covenant people will be gathered, and they shall bear and increase. And I shall raise up shepherds over them, and they shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be discouraged, nor shall they be lacking, declares Yahweh. This is verse 5. See, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, when I shall raise for Dawid a branch of righteousness, and a sovereign shall reign and act wisely and shall do right ruling and righteousness in the earth. That describes Yahshua Messiah. In his days, Yehuda shall be saved and Israel dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yahweh, our righteousness. Well, Yahshua Messiah was the righteousness of Yahweh, and he is returning. It wasn't going to be that first coming. He had a job to do during his first coming to sacrifice his life to redeem Israel because we were in such apostasy. Well, that covenant extends today. He will redeem us if we keep that covenant. That's if we keep that covenant. Okay? Now, we are under attack, concerted attack, by the children of the adversary today. Now, I'll get to the bones in a little bit. Just bear with me. This is Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is concerning the children of the adversary, the Edomites, okay? I'm not going to read all of Obadiah again. I've done that, okay? I'm reading something from Jeremiah. Concerning Edom. This is verse 7 of Jeremiah 49. Concerning Edom, thus said Yahweh of hosts, is there no more wisdom in Teman? Has counsel been lost to those with understanding? Has their wisdom vanished? All right, let's stop right there. Yes, their wisdom has vanished. There is no more wisdom. They have bred with all these ites in the world and the children of the adversary, and they are now at this point spiritually dead. There's no spirit in them. That's why they have to mix. Because there's no life force. They have to have a little life force to keep going. Verse 8. Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan. For I shall bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I shall punish him. That's coming. That's the pending wrath that's on its way. Now, we're going to get to this in a little bit. Please be patient. I have to set things up. I have to build the foundation before I build the structure. Okay. Verse 9. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? Even thieves by night would destroy until they had had enough. All right, they have been hammered over time, several times, have been kicked out, but they were never totally destroyed. Verse 10, listen to this. But as for me, this is Yahweh speaking, I shall make Esau bare. I shall uncover his hiding places so that he is unable to conceal himself. His seed has ravaged his brothers and his neighbors, and he is no more. Going to uncover the seed of the serpent, the wickedness. Of Esau, the Edomites. Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 19 and 20. Verse 19. The portion of Jacob is not like them. For he, speaking of Yahweh, is the maker of all, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Verse 20. You are my battle axe, weapons of battle, and with you I shall break nations in pieces, and with you I shall destroy reins as the rulers of those nations that have become the enemies of Israel, okay? That's verses 19 and 20 of Jeremiah 51. Here is the book of Ezekiel. Now we're going to get into the meat of the matter. And I'm going to have at it. Chapter 34 of the book of Ezekiel. This is concerning dry bones. Verse 1 of chapter 34, and I'm going to read to verse 16. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of Adam, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Master Yahweh to the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who have been feeding themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Well, these false shepherds today in the mega churches have been lying to Israel and deceiving many and getting rich and feeding themselves, where they're talking about the false shepherds or pastors, pasturage or pasturage is the feeding of a flock, okay? They're called pastors. They're feeders of the flock. Verse 3, you eat the fat and you put on the wool. You slaughter the fatlings. You do not feed the flock. In other words, they bleed us dry. And our people just sit and listen to them on Sunday, and they just go along and nod their head. They don't question anything they say. These are these false pastors. Verse 4. You have not strengthened the weak. Nor have you healed the sick. Nor bound up the broken, nor brought back the straying. Nor sought what was lost, but you have ruled over them with might and harshness. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and it became food for all the beasts of the field, which is a derogatory term for non-white, non-Israelites. When they were scattered. What's happening with the beast of the field in Israel today? Verse 6, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill, and my sheep were scattered all over the face of the land, and no one was seeking or searching for them. Verse 7, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. As I live, declares the Master Yahweh, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became food for every beast of the field, from not having a shepherd, and my shepherds did not search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Now, these non-Israelites, a lot of them have crept in and are false shepherds. But the Israelite shepherds that are false are preaching lies. The punishment that's going to come on them is going to be horrendous. Verse 9, therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. Verse 10, thus said the Master Yahweh, see, I am against the shepherds and shall require my flock at their hand, and shall make them cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more. And I shall deliver my flock from their mouths, and they shall no longer be food for them. They're going to get cut off. They're going to lose their support. You see today, people leaving the churches because they're hearing and understanding that it's claptrap that they're preaching, the social gospel. Verse 11, for thus said the Master Yahweh, see, I myself shall search for my sheep and seek them out. Verse 12, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so I shall seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered in a day of cloud and thick darkness. Verse 13, and I shall bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the lands. Now that's the non-Israel people. Come out and be separate from all these places where we are scattered, and shall bring them to their own land. That will be the new Jerusalem that's coming down. And I shall feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the dwellings of the land. Verse 14, in good pasture I shall feed them, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie there in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. Verse 15, I shall feed my flock and make them lie down, declares the Master Yahweh. Verse 16, I shall seek out the lost and bring back the strayed. That's the fence sitters. Okay? And I shall bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick, the spiritually sick. Going to change. It's changing rapidly now. I'm watching it that there's going to be more in this sermon about that. But the fat and the strong I shall destroy. I shall feed them with right ruling. The fat and the strong, those are those of Israel that have apostatized and gone against the rest of Israel and promote all this wickedness and have become rich by teaching a false gospel. Now this concerns Edom. Verse 15 of Ezekiel 35. Ezekiel 35, verse 15. as you rejoiced because the inheritance of the house of Israel was laid waste, so I do to you. Be a ruin, O Mount Seir, as well as all of Edom, all of it, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. His wrath is going to come down upon the Edomite devils that hate Jacob Israel. We have seen the persecution, all the horrible things that have been done to our people by beasts of the field. We had a little blonde girl at a daycare center all chewed up by some Somali. Bitten. Chunks bitten off of her by this animal. That is just part of what has been going on. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Now we're going to get to the meat of the matter, and then I'm going to use these verses to explain. This is chapter 37 of the book of Ezekiel. This is about dem bones. Chapter 37. I'll give you a chance to turn there. I'd like you to read along with me. Whatever version you have, you'll get the gist of it. Verse 1 of chapter 37. The hand of Yahweh was upon me and took me out by the Spirit of Yahweh and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was filled with bones. Verse 2. And he made me pass among them all around, and see, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and see, they were very dry. Well, this is a metaphor for Israel that's all dried up and doesn't hear the word of Yahweh because they've been lied to and they're living in apostasy. That's what these bones are. This is metaphorical. This is a vision that he's having. Very pertinent today. Verse 3. And he said to me, Son of Adam, would these bones live? And I said, Oh, Master Yahweh, you know. Verse 4, again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and you shall say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. All right, you dry bones of Israel out there that are all dried up and pretty much useless, hear the word of Yahweh. Get a little drink of coffee. Verse 5, chapter 37. Thus says the Master Yahweh to these bones, to you dry bones of Israel out there that are complacent and just don't care anymore. See, I am bringing into you a spirit, and you shall live. You will become spiritually alive. Now remember that verse. They will become spiritually alive. Verse 6. And I shall put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put a spirit in you. And you shall live. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. All right. The times are coming with all what's going on out there today that the Israelites, wherever they might be in dispersion, are not going to be able to deny the power and existence of Yahweh. because it's getting really bad, and there is no hope for Israel except Yahweh at this point. Verse 7, and I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and there was a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked and saw sinews and flesh came upon them, and skin covered them, but there was no spirit in them. Verse 9, he then said to me, prophesy to the spirit, prophesy, son of Adam, and you shall say to the spirit, thus says the Master Yahweh, come from the four winds, O Spirit, and breathe on these killed ones so that they live. They were spiritually dead. They'd been killed by the modern-day apostate churches. Their spirit had been killed off by the lies. Verse 10. And I prophesied as he commanded me, and the Spirit came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, a very great army. You can reference Revelations chapter 11, verse 11 on that one. I'm not giving a lot of references because I need the time for the sermon. Verse 11, and he said to me, son of Adam, these bones are all the house of Israel. See, they say, our bones are dry, our expectancy has perished, and we ourselves have been cut off. Now that's spiritual. They don't expect anything from God. They've been lied to. They've been given this garbage by these false churches. And they've been cut off from Yahweh. Yahweh has the power to put spirit in them and make them alive again. Okay, spiritually alive to join the mighty remnant, the great army of Yahweh. Okay. Verse 12. Therefore prophesy, and you shall say to them, thus said the Master Yahweh, see, O my people, I am opening your burial sites, and shall bring you up from your burial sites, and shall bring you into the land of Israel. They're buried in these churches, and he's going to open up these churches and bring them out. Because they're burial sites for spiritually dead people. They're tombs of the spiritually dead. That's what these modern day Judeo-Christian churches are. Verse 14. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall settle you in your own land, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken, and I have done it, declares Yahweh. There's a lot of bones rattling out there these days, folks. We're going to get into the preaching now. They just had big rallies over in Poland. Now, you've seen rallies. You've seen them on the news, and there's 50 to 100 people and about 1,000 cops and 2,000 protesters. That's what's been going on. But what happened in Poland was not a couple of hundred people. It was thousands upon thousands upon thousands to the street, so many that the government had to let them march. They were scared to death to say, no, you can't march, because these people are ready to kick butt and take names. They've had enough. They want these migrants, the beast of the field that have been devouring Israel, out of their nation. This is the tip of the iceberg. It's going to start happening everywhere. This is the beginning, I think, the real heavy-duty beginning of the gathering of the bones. You know that old Bob Dylan song, "The Times They Are A-Changin'"? Well, the times they are a-changin'. They're swinging back the other way, and the word of Yahweh is going out. And just by their activities, by what they do, the children of the devil have exposed themselves, and they have nowhere to hide anymore, as in the verses I read in Jeremiah. Remember that? They have nowhere to hide. They are becoming exposed worldwide. People are seeing them for what they are. They are seeing their machinations. They are seeing the poverty of our people and the death of our people, and the disrespect and degradation of our people. And Israel, like dry bones, is starting to rise up. Now, we're going to see in the last days, and the last days are coming. We are in the time of Jacob's trouble. Israel is under assault. Massive assault. We are his battle axe and weapons of battle. And when the Israelites finally realize that, the enemy is so used to bringing 300 or 400 armed thugs against one family or one guy kicking in an apartment door, or there's a little protest and there's a couple of hundred people, they'll show up with 1,000 cops and shut it down. And then the news media will demonize those people to make them look very foolish because they didn't have any numbers. Well, maybe they were not speaking Yahweh's message. Maybe it was not time for numbers, but I do believe, by what I have been seeing, that the numbers are starting to gather. And the system, whatever government system, they're all the same. They're all run by the same satanic people. Sees that it's not 300 or 400 people that they can whip up on with all their troops, that it's thousands upon thousands upon thousands. First of all, the people that would do the whipping up upon Israel are going to see that it's thousands upon thousands. Now, the children of the adversary are not going to go out there and do anything. They're going to have their uniformed people go out and do that, because they don't take care of anything themselves. They hire it done, and they have used our own people against our own people for so long. They are used to seeing that, and they're so used to saying, go shut this rally down. We don't want to arrest anybody that argues with you. Lock them up. Well, that might work. Gets 300 or 400 people, maybe 500 people. When it's 10,000 people in the street, half a country, a small country like Poland, What did they do? Well, we're going to allow them to have this rally. Well, you can't do that. You got to shut them down. With what? They even had policemen in the crowd with the protesters wanting a nationalist Poland. And Polish police. The police were on the side of the nationalists. They wanted Poland for the Polish. They didn't want them for the Somalis or the Katsahundas or the Mabajabas. They didn't want them for the Muslims and the rape gangs and the grooming gangs. They want Poland for Poles. And the Polish have a history of being pretty good warriors. You know, everybody, there's all those Polish jokes and all that stuff. Not so. Not so. That's more claptrap by the enemy. Those old boys stood up out there. It's like the Proud Boys here in America that go around wherever Antifa shows up. They put a whipping on them. People in this country, in the United States of America, are starting to stand up. The Texans are not going to allow that massive invasion. What are these troops down here going to do? Now they try to make out the Texans as, 15 or 20. But they're all up and down that border. There's a whole bunch of those Texans down there that have had enough, and they don't want this invasion. Even some of the Mexicans say, look, my family came into this country legally. We've got a business. We're educated. We want good things for our kids, and we're willing to work for it. These people are just coming up here to mooch. I watched the lady from San Francisco who was a straight-up commie, a mixed breed. She's down there fomenting these people and helping them. Somebody's funding them. I wonder who that might be. They're just coming into the Mexican towns and just taking over on their way north. And it's not just one wave. It's wave after wave after wave. They only showed one. There's four or five of these waves of thousands of people. Now, Trump is sending troops to the border. What they will do, we will see on the news media. And, of course, the news media is going to demonize any action against these invading beasts of the field that seek to devour our substance. A lot of criminals in amongst that bunch. They say they're seeking refuge, but they're not. They're just coming up here to get on a welfare system. That's why they're coming up. Free ride in America. It speaks in Scripture about this flood that attacks the woman. It comes after the woman. Well, that's a flood of people, and the woman is Israel. And the earth opens up and swallows that flood. We're going to have to watch and see what happens. It may be an excuse to declare martial law, and I wonder how many of the American people are going to just say no. You're not going to have martial law. You're not going to have troops on the streets. You're not going to take anybody's guns. You're not going to kick indoors. If you start that, we're going to come after you. All right? Now, they amass their thugs in a group, and they come after one or two or some little group out in the piney woods, and they bring 300 or 400 of them, But what you have to realize, brothers and sisters, that 300 or 400, that group, that strike force, that's all they've got. They have to bust those guys all over the place to go after some little group. And they try to make an example out of a little group and scare the rest of the people. What happens when there's a great big group of people that's not scared anymore? What are they going to do? You are my battle axe and weapons of war. What are they going to do against Yahweh's army when the bones rise up and have the new spirit put in them? What are they going to do? It says in Scripture, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. They've got all kinds of technology and all kinds of fancy schmancy stuff. But the bad thing about high-tech stuff is it breaks down easily. One little tiny part quits working and the whole thing goes pew. And then the panic sets in because they're facing a large number of enraged people that have had enough of the bullying and the beatdowns and the fake arrests and the seizures. And dem bones is going to rise up. And dem bones is going to take some names after they kick some butt. Yahweh promises this, and he says he will bail true Israel out, the ones that are the remnant, in these last days. And we're going to see these dry bones turn into Israelite warriors in these last days, because Yahweh has the power to do that. We don't. But we are not dealing with the power of men, Adamites or non-Adamites. We're dealing with divine power, Yahweh's power. Yahweh is no less powerful today than he was back then. He hasn't changed. He's not bound by time. He doesn't grow old, doesn't get sick, he doesn't get tired. You're talking about the creator of the entire universe. Now, he has held off and held off and held off to let as many of us repent and come to him as possible. And he is starting to gather his remnant. You can see it. The Truther sites and EFR and about a lot of other sites, the listenership is going way up. The downloads and listening on my little scriptural website, my dinky little insignificant website, is so busy. I mean, it's just loaded. They're downloading, they're listening. What about David James' websites? I know he's been under concerted attack, but they're still up, and he's got a lot of stuff archived. He's got all that wonderful music that he does. He's got all those wonderful sermons that he does. He's got a new show, this Fireside Chat, which is a more laid-back format, but the information is outstanding. He's got the midweek news. He's got his shows. His listenership is really good. Andy Hitchcock. The shows Eli and I do together. I mean, and there's other truther sites. You know, Red Eyes. No, they're not Christian Identity, but they're presenting the truth out there. And they're showing the machinations and who's behind all of this stuff. They may not be on our page, but some truth is better than no truth. And they're giving the enemy a fit. All right? It all works to the glory of Yahweh in the end. Even those that have not been Yahweh worshipers. Yahweh has used in the past to straighten up Israel or to punish Israel or to bless Israel. Yahweh has not forgotten his inheritance. A lot of us are in the remnant, and we've come back over. We've come around. We're trying to keep the feast and fast and all of this. We're trying really hard. We're calling on the name of Yahweh and Yahshua and trying to do it right. Yahweh understands that, and he's blessing. There are others that have gone the way of the world. They worship stuff. They're going to get hammered. But if you look around this latest thing in Poland, the latest violence by Antifa, they've even angered the mainstream media. They've shot themselves in the foot. They've gone too far, and the tide is going to turn against them. You watch. Just watch and watch it unfold. A lot of us are getting ready for self-defense and hunkering down. Yahweh's not going to leave us hanging out here in the breeze. When Yahshua comes, he's going to come with his avenging angels and flaming fire to slay those that don't know Elohim. The bloodbath is going to be tremendous. We've warned and warned and warned and warned, and we're trying to warn Israel. We're not bothering to warn that the children of the devil are never going to come around. They are not redeemable. They are not salvageable. They're going to have to be destroyed. Yahweh will deal with that. And they're starting to panic because they're seeing their efforts being reversed. And I've made a comment. We've got all these ballots that have showed up down in Florida. And if they reverse some of the elections down there and show that the Republicans won instead of the Democrat, and they take those seats, they may take control of the House too. And if so, they're going to turn loose their crazies, which is Antifa. They're gonna turn the hardcore commies and leftists loose. And when Antifa, which is a paid, funded group, starts getting their butt handed to them by some of these white people, they're not going to be so, oh, it's all well and good where you can go crazy and you have police protection, you can smash windows and invade Starbucks or whatever. But when they really start getting pounded, they're going to take their ball and go home, because they're cowards in the first place, and they're attacking people that are not in a position to defend themselves. Well, what happens when a big group of burly Israelites comes up and starts handing their butt to them? You think they're going to hang tough? No. No, they're not going to do that. What happens when some of the good police officers say, look, I've had enough. I've had enough of these criminal scum. I'm not going to start beating up and macing and arresting these white guys. They're right. They're not doing anything illegal. You know, you want to fire me? Okay, well, you're putting everybody in danger, and this is unnecessary. Let's just back off and let them have it out amongst them. And whoever walks away is the one that walks away. And it's not going to be Antifa, folks. It's not. Their time is coming, because Dem Bones is arising up. Them bones. That Ezekiel army, those bones are going to get spirit put in them, and they're going to get their courage back, and Israel's going to rise up. Trust in Yahweh. That's the main thing. Trust Yahweh. He's not going to save all of Israel, because there's a lot of Israel that's in apostasy and has hardened their heart. But those of us that are faithful, that are in the remnant, that praise Him and follow Him and love Him, we will be brought through. So let's watch them bones rise up, brothers and sisters. Let's watch them rise up. They've risen in Poland. They're going to rise all over the place. It's going to be a magnificent sight to see. We do not have to fear the day of wrath of Yahweh. But the enemies of our Father in heaven do need to fear. So that's a sermon on dem bones today. My website, I said I'd do this at the end of the sermon, is www.pastor-steve.com. All my wake-up call shows are there. My word-for-word shows. You can get my publications of my Torah and the Prophets is out now. I have the first two volumes of the three-volume set of the Old Testament. I'm working on the third set. People have asked me to do the Apocrypha. I'm thinking about it. When I finally finish that third set, I'm going to need to take a break. I have been at this, and I'm meticulous in my work on my translations. So, I'm not getting any younger. I am getting stronger. Yahweh is healing me. I am being blessed. So that is about it for today. I'm going to play the bumper music and then maybe a little tune. So may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will catch you on the next show. And watch them bones stand up. Them bones. Praise Yahweh. I'll see you later.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Oh, my. Can't you hear me say?
Steve, you are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.